this podcast about the utility of TMS, I first asked Charles Margerison why the TMS ideas have survived and succeeded over such a long period of time.
In all business, there are fundamentals. No business can survive without income. But equally, in order to run a business, there are invariably costs. The same thing applies to the personal and the relationships aspect of a business. You need individuals with talent and skill, but individuals by themselves are not sufficient. Teams are the key to actually making things work, and it's the way people come together and use their skills and abilities that determine whether or not one is successful. Analogy would be, in a football team, you need a goalkeeper, but equally you need a striker and you need people in the midfield. In a cricket team, it's no use just having a team of fast bowlers. You need people who can bat. Likewise, in other team sports, you will see the need for having people who are good playing perhaps on the left-hand side of the field or the right-hand side of the field, or in the defence or the offence, as the Americans would call it. Likewise, in teamwork, there's absolute essential necessity to cover fundamentals, and those fundamentals can be financial fundamentals or they can be technical fundamentals. But when it comes to human behavior, they're equally fundamentals. And what Dick McKenna and myself have discovered is that there are eight main roles, which in every business that we have looked at over 20 years are always there. The roles of organizing people, roles of innovating, roles of promoting products and services, roles of making sure that things are inspected and run properly, making sure that both the machinery is maintained and the framework of the organization, the spirit of the organization is maintained. So all of these roles are essential, and basically what we have done is to identify, describe, and to put into a form that people can use key ideas which would enable a team to become more effective, a group of individuals to become and understand each other, how they work together. And by doing that, they can become much more effective, improve their performance, and develop a camaraderie, because they have an understanding not only of the job, but the people with whom they're working. And I firmly believe that the approach team management is taking and why it has survived and succeeded over such a long time is because it deals with the realities, the fundamentals of business, which will always be there. There will always be a need for teams and people who understand how to work together more effectively.
Can you give us an example of a way in which the TMS teamwork approach has made a difference to an organization?
One specific example comes to mind where in an organization they knew that from the statistics they had major problems in the safety area, and there were a larger number of accidents, particularly with apprentices. And the accident rate for the apprentices was far higher than it was for the skilled tradesmen, as perhaps you would expect. But they were obviously keen to try and reduce the accident level. And we encouraged a teamwork approach and began to help design ways in which they could begin to think through how they could get the right information, how they could improve and maintain their systems, how they could improve inspection. And of course, those were the major ways in which they had previously worked. But they'd rarely thought about how to go about innovation in safety. And they'd certainly not thought through how they could promote safety more effectively or even develop better ways of getting the safety message across. And in the process of which, we asked them about the teamwork approach to this, and we said, well, who is it that has the information that could improve things? And someone said, well, the apprentices, of course, are the people who get injured the most. Maybe they have a lot of information. And we asked, well, how often do you bring them together to work as a team to help. And somebody said, we've never done that. So we organized a meeting. And the meeting was organized with between senior managers and a number of apprentices. And it was due to last for 1 hour. After 1 hour, they were still talking. Indeed, they were still talking after 2 hours. And the conversation was going at a very good rate of knots, and there was a lot of involvement, indeed quite emotional at times. And at the end of the meeting, one of the senior executives turned to the apprentice and said, it's been a really important and valuable meeting, this. We've learned so much from your perspective on why you think the accidents occur and how they could be improved. Why haven't you told us this before? One of the apprentices said quite directly, this is the first time that you've ever invited us to a meeting. In the past, you've always talked to us individually. You've never, ever brought us all together so we could share and compare and think about the issues and how they affected us all. And suddenly, the importance of teamwork and how people working together began to be realized by everybody in the room.
You have been listening to a Team Management Systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.